tracking Santa around the world. It's Christmas Eve on Kringle Radio.
Hello once again from the North Pole News Desk. I'm Elf Frank Murr with North Pole Radio News. Santa Claus is in Denmark as we speak, but we've got a lot of upset parents on the phone to the North Pole right now. For more about that story, we go to Elf Crash Murphy, our Eye in the Sky reporter, following Santa's sleigh.
Why are you bringing this to me, Frank? I don't know why parents are upset right now.
Well, they're upset with you, Crash. In that last report, you suggested that the North Pole might be turning off the heat and the lights on believers just to get them to go to bed.
Oh, Frank, come on. I was just kidding about that.
Well, someone got up a petition, and it's got better than 450,000 signatures in the past 15 minutes on the internet, Crash. They're pretty hot about this.
Are you kidding me? Who did this? How did this happen?
Some lady in Cleveland, Crash. Her name is Doris, and she's not very happy with you.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Frank.
I know, Crash, but you better apologize before this gets to Santa.
Okay, I'm sorry about saying we turn off the lights and the heat. I'm sorry for poor starving people. I'm sorry for the designated hitter and for diet drinks that make you fast and for all the injustices in the world. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it, and you can go to bed whenever you want. Will that do, Frank?
Well, you left out one thing.
Okay, I'm sorry for being bald. I'm sorry for being ugly. And I'm sorry I drank a gallon of eggnog before going on a long-distance trip. How's that, Frank?
That might cover it. I'll let you know. For North Pole Radio News, I'm Frank Murr, who's just sorry for himself, reporting for SantaUpdate.com on the Kringle Radio Network.
You're listening to exclusive coverage of Santa around the world on Kringle Radio. Follow along online at SantaUpdate.com and TrackingSanta.net.